The brain accepts only what it wants to accept. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. The brain accepts what it wants to accept. Now, I can give you all of the information in the universe, and if you do not accept that information and put it to use in your life, it will do you little good. I can tell you how to fix an object, and if you do not go and apply it, it will do you no good. People say, I'm too dumb to do that. I haven't got any idea how to do that. It's beyond me. And so it is. Life gives us exactly what we expect of it. The brain accepts what it wants to accept. Now, how is your brain conditioned? How is my brain conditioned? Is my brain conditioned to realize that I am a genius? Well, quite likely no, because I have demonstrated to my brain that there are many things I don't know. There are many things that I'm studying. There are many things that I'm training myself in. Well, when I train myself in the fact that I am a genius, I do have the capacity to be aware of something, and now I train myself to accept this as a reality in my life. Oh, just go to the piano, as we often do. I don't know how to play the piano. And so then I start taking lessons, and I learn how. Now, if I say I don't know how to play the piano, I never will learn how to play the piano, I cannot play the piano, there's no way I can play the piano, then I will not do it. The brain accepts what it wants to accept. And if I say I don't know how, the brain will say, you don't know how. Now, if I say to the brain, I love the piano, I like to plinker on the piano, I like to play the piano, and then I start taking lessons. And with that love or joy for the piano, as I take the lessons, I readily release the talent that I have within me. I release the talent I have within me. And as I release the talent that I have within me, I am able to play the piano. The ability was there all the time. The genius was there all the time. It's just that I had to go through certain steps to release it. Now the steps I went through were practice, practice, practice. Practicing and reading the music and put my fingers on the notes and playing them and letting my fingers learn where the various keys were. Now, in life, if we're going to play any game, what is the most important thing for us to do? Well, if we want to play baseball, we have to have two arms and two legs. If we want to play baseball, we have to have two arms and two legs. Now, really, I have known some people who wanted to play baseball, and they did not have all their arms and legs, and they used what they had, and they played with what they had. Sometimes they had to take the ball in their mouth and throw it with their head. Sometimes they had to just have their feet, and they had no hands. And they learned to drive a car with their feet. They learned to write with their feet. They learned to paint with their feet. They learned to paint with their mouth. They put a paintbrush in their mouth and they made it go. I'm talking the greatest extremity. But the brain accepts what it wants to accept. And if the brain accepts defeat because you have a limitation, then the defeat is yours. But if the brain says, hey, I'm going to learn how to do that. There's some way I can go about doing it. And Stephen Hawkins is limited with that Lou Gehrig disease situation, and he has created devices that allow him to speak, that allow him to open up his mind and to reveal for his mind, whereas his physical body was not cooperating. And he made all sorts of instrumentation to do that. Now, what an amazing man. What an amazing mind. Well, he's no different from anybody else who doesn't give up, who decides that this is their area, this is their joy. Their joy is in science, and he is one of the great scientists of the world. Their joy is in music, and their joy is in music, playing the music that expresses the soul, not just the technical quality of it, but the soul, the magic of the music that sings to the heart, the music that rings. The brain accepts what it wants to accept. Now, what do I want to accept? What does my brain want to accept? What is the area that delights and interests me? So many people have jobs, and their jobs take care of the family, feeding and paying the bills and things like that. And then they come home, and then they go to their canvas and they paint. Or they go into the yard, and they make a beautiful garden out of their yard, and they make a beautiful park out of their yard. Simple, every night, just a little here and a little there, and before you know it, their yard looks like the most beautiful garden in the world. And all the neighbors' gardens and all the neighbors' yards look so-so, they're okay, but not with the magic that this man put into his garden. He didn't spend a lot of time there, but every evening he came out and spent 20, 30 minutes working in his garden, having a mental picture of what he wanted to do, and then little by little revealing the genius that he had within him. Oh yes, the brain accepts what it wants to accept. Many people, they come home and they say, oh, I've had a hard day, and they've got to sit down in front of the television so they can forget the day. They can sit down in front of the television so they can forget the anxieties they had and the tensions they had during the day. Well, don't. Think about the anxieties that you had during the day, the tensions you had. The anxiety you had during the day was because Mary did this and John did that. And so you say, but I am master of my world. Now, Mary, let me think now. Why did you do what you did? And then the thought comes to me, hey, I was so silly. I was so upset for her doing something like that that I didn't see why she did it. She did that because she saw that every time I put my hand forward, I bumped my glass. And so she moved my glass to another area of the table where I wouldn't bump it. Now, she wasn't saying, you silly pig, you dirty person, you careless person, you stupid person. She just moved the glass out of pure love. I should have said thank you to her instead of being angry and upset with her. Oh my goodness, there goes the tension. There goes the anxiety. There goes the brain accepts what it wants to accept. And then I think of John and how he was always talk, 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 talk. And I was trying to get my work done. And he would talk, 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 talk. He'd be talking about everything except work. And so I went home and I thought about it. And I said to myself, why is John talking my arm off? Why is John giving me so much attention in an area that I don't want? And then I thought, I know why. John wants attention. Now, if I give John some attention, he will be content and he won't have to demand my attention. And so the next day, I go to the office and I do all my preliminaries and then I take a coffee break. I say, John, come join me for a coffee break. And John says, oh, yes, glad to. He loves attention. And I say, John, what are you doing lately? What project you working on? What special thing? Didn't you say to me the other day that you were raising orchids at home? Oh, yeah. Did you remember that? Yeah. Well, John, I don't know too much about orchids, but what kind of orchids are you raising? Well, I have, and he starts to name the varieties that he has. He has 12 varieties of orchids in his study at home. Boy, John, that must take a lot of taking care of. No, not if you love it. Well, don't you have to water them and fertilize them and make sure that... No. Orchids are grown to be loved and enjoyed. And the little bit of care that they take is nothing compared to the joy that they give me by being there. John, you're quite a philosopher. That's quite beautiful. John, do you have any pictures of your flowers? Oh, yes. Yes, I do. I just happen to have them here. And, well, may I see them? And so John shows me the pictures. And I say, John, that is beautiful. John, would you bring them again the next time I take a coffee break? I'd like to see them a little more carefully. Now I've got to get back to my projects. Okay, sure, glad to. Now John is happy. John is satisfied. John has been met. He wanted attention, and he got it. I was ignoring him all the time, thinking that he was just a bore and a pain in the neck, where John really was quite nice. The brain accepts what it wants to accept. So that night, instead of going home and turning on the television, I go in the kitchen and I say to my wife, sweetheart, this kitchen is all right, but I was thinking, wouldn't it be nice if we would modernize it a little bit? Oh, Herb, you want to modernize the kitchen? How wonderful, my goodness. Yes. What do you got in mind? Well, first, sweetheart, you tell me what you'd like to have in the kitchen. What things you'd like to have. And so we sit down, and we have a cup of tea. And she says, boy, I love this green tea. It tastes so good. It's just so good. I feel so invigorated after drinking it. Well, give me some green tea, too. And so together, we sit drinking the green tea at the kitchen table. And we have the pad of paper out, and she's telling me all of the things that would make it more happy to work in the kitchen. And then I say to her, you know, we have all these fluorescent lights in the kitchen. We have all of these incandescent lights. We have all of these lamps everywhere. What we need is some good skylight to let light in so that we have a brighter kitchen without all of these other lights. Ah, my wife says, that's wonderful. I was thinking, how can we do that? Oh, Herb, you're so filled with good ideas. You're so filled with marvelous ways to make it more comfortable to live and work. Oh, goodness sake. Well, in that moment where I turned my attention away from the mind-boggler, the television set or the radio or music or whatever, and turned it to my family, to my wife, to my children, to my home, I found that my home was a much more exciting place than I ever realized. I found that my family were much more interesting than I ever realized. And little by little, the brain accepts what it wants to accept. My brain accepted that I live in a pretty wonderful world. And in just a few thoughtful moments, the tension and anxiety of my office faded away. The lackluster of my family and my home, instead of being without any joy and without any magic, now has awakened to a new direction, to a new love, to a new beingness. And it is so exciting. It is so wonderful. Yes, indeed. The brain accepts what it wants to accept. And I'm learning what to give my brain to accept, to have a happier, more fulfilled life. I am so fulfilled and so peaceful and so joyful. I am just the happiest man in the world. My friends, know that I love you very much, and you make my life as this channel is sharing. I love you. I love you. I love you.